It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. I know that mentioning a lady's age is rude, but when the lady is Betty Saar, the iconic American artist who continues to keep herself extremely busy at the young age of 90, in such case, not to mention her age would be simply not right. Last year, Saar had a retrospective in Milan at the Prada Foundation and a mini-retrospective here in Los Angeles at Roberts and Tilton Gallery. Now, Los Angeles Craft and Folk Art Museum honors Saar with a solo exhibition of her washboard assemblage sculptures. The artist uses the sculptures as symbols of the unresolved legacy of slavery facing black Americans today, particularly black women. As usual with Saar, her artworks are both humble and profound in terms of message they deliver. To quote the artist, "I wanted to do an exhibition of my washboards because they're intimate and hands-on. It's a body of work I'm still making, and the new works are inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement." Having the pleasure of speaking with Betty on a number of occasions, I know how extremely eloquent she is. And you can experience it too by attending a conversation with her at California Folk and Art Museum at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 25th. Over the last couple of weeks, I keep running into people who either are going to Italy for the Venice Biennale or just returning from there and glowing about Mark Bradford's art project at the American Pavilion. With his Genius Award from MacArthur Foundation in 2009, and high-profile exhibitions in major American museums, including a recent show at Hammer Museum, Bradford is a perfect choice to represent American art in Venice. If you are tempted to attend the Biennale, here's advice I got from a friend. Try to travel there in September or October, at the end of the Biennale, when Venice is not hot and not crowded. Speaking of Italy, if you want to put yourself in the proper mood for a trip there, you simply must go to the Getty Museum to see the current exhibitions, The Lure of Italy and Eyewitness Views. There are dozens of paintings and drawings there by major Italian artists, among them Canaletto, Bellotto and Guardi. It's no surprise that many of these paintings and drawings were acquired by European collectors on their grand tour of Italy, a must-do for any educated and wealthy traveler in the 18th and 19th century. Even if you have traveled to Italy a number of times, the lure of these Venetian landscapes or Roman ruins or scenes of happy crowds in churches and theaters is simply irresistible. So, Italy, here we come. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.